This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did a segment back during the European debt crisis called What's Up Europe? Had a catchy little audio signature that we played in the introduction.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
I still love that. Well, we are going to plagiarize ourselves just a little bit, because why not, for a new segment about how people in this global economy are dealing with the coronavirus.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, world?
What's up, world? Samantha Wallace owns From Field and Flower. It's a honey shop in London's Borough Market. We met a year something ago, I guess, as she was getting ready for Brexit. Samantha, welcome back to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. We have spoken, you and I, over the past year plus, mostly about Brexit and your honey shop that you have in the Borough Market there in London. These are different times and different contingencies. How have you been doing?
We're okay. We've got a history of talking about Brexit and all the changes that may or may not bring. And instead, it's rather been gatecrashed by the lockdown and by the pandemic. So, you know, lots of other people are having a much worse experience than us. So I can't complain too much, but it is a very strange time.
Is the shop still open?
No, it's not. So Borough Market as a whole is open, because there are lots of traders who are grocers who do fruit and veg or meat or fish or what we would call essential produce. And because I have elderly parents that I need to look after, I couldn't work myself. And it just felt wrong to ask our staff to work when there's no need for them to work. It's not life or death for them. And we are not doing anything as vitally important that it's life or death for other people. So it just felt like the right thing is to close now for the lockdown and see what happens afterwards.
Can you do online sales? I mean, are you generating any revenue?
Yeah, we are. We have a tiny little online shop, because I have to confess, we're not the great sort of people at technology. And we are far more based in being face-to-face retail. You know, yeah. We like to chat. We like to talk about what we love. And online is kind of a developing thing. So we're going up in sales, which is wonderful for online. But generally speaking, there is a big hole in our turnover, sadly. So we're losing quite a lot of money. But effectively, the bit of money we're getting helps morale, helps us kind of feel positive, but also helps us continue to pay our staff while they're on lockdown.
Have you been able to take advantage, or have you decided to take advantage of any of the relief programs that the British government is offering? I mean, what are you doing there?
So for us, we've applied for a grant from what we have is a local council where Borough Market is based, and they have a grant for micro businesses like us. Otherwise, there are various government lending schemes, but because they're lending at the moment, we're not sure if we want to do that, because we're just not sure what the future holds. You know, the experts are saying that it looks like social distancing is going to be in place till at least next year, certainly until a vaccine is found. And so we're kind of thinking, to be honest, how can a little business like ours that is thriving in a bustling, busy Borough Market, which is wonderful if you can rub shoulder to shoulder with your fellow visitor, but not great if you have to try and be 2 meters away at all times.
That's disheartening. Do you think this might cost you this business that you and your husband have built?
Oh, I don't know. I hope not. I'm quite the optimist. So I do like things that things will, you know, kind of go back to normal, or that something magical will happen and, you know, it will be okay. But, and sadly, a little business like ours, which is effectively quite niche, you know, you have to be quite into your honey to be really a regular customer of ours, which is wonderful. But that doesn't really survive on a modern high street, sadly. There might be something to it online that we could develop, but it's tricky, and it's just not knowing the future. And sadly, I suspect we're a few months away from having any inkling of what that's going to look like.
Well, Samantha, really lovely to speak with you again. Samantha Wallace, she and her husband own a shop in London's Borough Market. It's called From Field and Flower. It's a honey shop. Samantha, thanks again. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Kai. Take care.